Cab, and we are listening to the radio, and overheard on the radio one of the guests, because we are discussing domestic violence, and guy goes, oh, it's not Christian-like for you to divorce. As a Christian, you cannot get a divorce. That you have to stick and try and solve the problem. In my head, I'm like, well, if leaving a violent partner will make me not a Christian, sign me up. I'm fine. Take me out of my faith.
Dear, if you like, call me satanist, right? I know. Because gone are the days, and it should never have been like that, where you have to suffer and smile to uphold whose standards? Like, the God I know, and I'm not, you know, I'm not upsetting. I don't want to, like, I'm not looking down at anyone's religions or what your doctrine says or what your Christian book says. Like, I get it. We have the freedom to follow what we want to follow.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that the God that we serve would want us to stay in a bondage, in essence.
Like, I should stick around while he's making me his punching bag or using words to probably just tear me down and rip me off my integrity as a woman. And I'll just stick around and say, oh, it's for better, for worse. Oh, my, that's the worst.
That's, no. And the thing is, for better and worse, they mean as things like, you know, if you lose a bit of money, if you're a bit sick, it's not for you making me my worst. I don't know if you understand what I mean. It's for my ups and my downs, not for you being my down. Like, I always, and this is why I try not to have these conversations, because whenever you speak of religion, people get very protective.
Yeah.
And I understand. But then as a human being, you have to apply reasoning. You have to apply empathy and understand we're talking about human beings and their lives and their happiness and their what they're enduring. You can't just say, eh, yeah, but don't worry, you know, just suffer it for the sake of what? Like, for what? Did God give birth to us bring us into this world for us to just be suffering under the hands of a man or a woman? Like, I can never understand it. And those who say, Lola, you're not married. Mm-hmm, I know. But all I know is, if and when I get married, it's not to suffer.
At all.
Otherwise, I know won't do.
It's absolutely crazy. But before we get carried away with this conversation, this is Legal Avenue Podcast with Lola OJ and Mandy, where we discuss legal things in simplest form and keep it cute, because at the end of the day, the law governs us all.
As always, we hope you listened to our previous episodes. And if you haven't, catch up and make sure that you continue to stream the podcast on all platforms. Subscribe, share, and engage with us, guys. If we're having this discussion and you're listening, drop us a comment, DM, share. The more the people that listen, the better. Come on, help our government, please, because it's not easy.
Well, we're discussing a very sensitive topic. And no, it's not really religion, but domestic violence. And this is not a new topic, but recently resurfaced with the passing of the Christian artist Mrs. Osinachi Wachukwu, allegedly in the hands of her husband. It was alleged that her husband has been violent towards her, but she kept being a good wife till death, trying to protect her kids and husband. Something I would never understand but her, like Laura said, probably because I'm not married, but okay. So today we'll be discussing domestic violence, the laws that provide for it, how you can protect its victims, as well as divorce, which is a likely and advisable outcome of such situations.
Unfortunately, now this topic is one of those topics that it's so deep, because I think I can never understand why somebody would want to inflict pain and suffering on someone. So it really gets to me.
Especially someone they claim to love.
So it's a tough one, but we're going to try our best to, like, you know, just work through this episode. So domestic violence, as we know, it has been provided for because it's been a long-term issue. And unfortunately, even though we're in 2022, it continues to show its face over and over and over and over again, right? So with the realization that this is a form of violence, guys, this is not a marriage problem or a marital problem. It is a form of violence. And yes, it goes both ways. Our laws have actually evolved to accommodate violence against men as well. So the Violence Against Person Prohibition Act 2015 was passed into law under the regime of Goodluck Jonathan. Not only did the law provide for domestic violence against men and women, including spouses, it also provided for rape on men and women, child abandonment, female genital mutilation, and so on.
As usual, when these laws are passed, states are given the opportunity to domesticate the law. And what this means is like to agree, okay, yes, we accept the law. We're going to make the laws part of our state laws, our indigenous laws, and apply it. So that hasn't been the case with 36 states in Nigeria. And basically, I think more states in the north have been kind of not receptive to it. And you get their concern because they have their own way of doing things. Even though anything, they have penal code, we have criminal code. Sure. So that has always been different. And criminal code do provide for domestic violence. But the only thing is that this other new law, FAP, carried it to a new level. Like Lola said, provided for men actually like being in the place of victims, either being abused or being violated. So we have currently in Nigeria, we have 18 states that have successfully passed these laws and domesticated it. And I'll just run through the states. It's looking like a lot. I'll just run through this. We have Abuja, Abia, Akwa Ibom, Anambra, Bauchi, Benue, Delta, Ebonyi, Edo, Enugu, Jigawa, Kaduna, Kwara, Nasarawa, Ogun, Osun, Ondo, and Oyo. And while we have some states that have passed it up to a level, because we have like different reading levels for particular bills accepted, but they are yet to get executive consent. And those states are Adamawa, Bayelsa, Imo, Kebbi, Kogi, Plateau, and Rivers State. And we have about 10 states that are yet to even accept it.
Like, to even...
I don't understand what your problem is. We have Renu, Gombe, Kano, Katsina, Niger, Sokoto, Taraba, Yobe, Zamfara, and Cross River. And Cross River's own kind of surprise. Exactly. Yeah. It shocked me when I found that. Because in Cross River, I served in Cross River. While I was there, I know one thing that the residents and indigents of Cross River states are particular about is taking care of the male child. Like, I realized there that you are very much intentional on male kids than the female kids. Now, in Igbo states, we have this preference where the males are seen as more important. But this one is more like, oh, on the streets, we have more of the male kids on the streets. We have more of the male kids doing this and doing that and being violated and abused. But then, they're yet to... I really don't get that part.
I'm actually very glad that you read out all those states, because if I got some wrong, I'm sure everyone would have crucified me. But yeah, there's a lot to remember there. So yeah, Mandy, well done for that. And of course, Lagos State, which of course we're reporting live from, has different but related laws, which is the Lagos State Protection Against Violence Law, which in my opinion complements VAPP, V-A-P-P, as mentioned before.
I can bet at this point people are wondering, okay, finally, what does the law say? How can we like protect the victims? What does the law say? Who's going to prison? How are they doing this? How do that? And if you know, some of our older laws are kind of, because of their backdated, you realize that they have, okay, 1 year prison sentence of 50 naira.
Like a 20 naira fine. And you're just like, okay. Well,
so under VAP, which is Violence Against Person Prohibition Act, Section 2, it provides for violence against persons. Now, this literally anybody, brother beating sister, sister beating brother, boyfriend beating girlfriend, random strangers on the way, inflicting or violating someone. So I'm just going to read through some of the provisions of Section 2. Where someone willingly causes or inflicts personal injury on another person by means of weapons, object or substance is an offense punishable by 5 years imprisonment, 100,000 naira or both. So the 100,000 naira is a fine. Where anyone attempts to commit this offense, like attempts to violate somebody or beat up somebody or something like that, is an offense punishable by 3 years imprisonment, a fine of 200,000 naira or both. And where a person incites, for all those troublemakers that are like, yes, Nkechi, why only allow Chukwuma do this, go and beat them. So if he incites, aid, abate, or cancel any other person to commit these offenses or commit these crimes, beat somebody or violate somebody, is an offense punishable by 3 years imprisonment, a fine of 200,000 naira or both.
Okay, yeah, Mandy, thank you so much for that. But that seems to be speaking generally. So maybe more like boyfriend beating on a girlfriend and stuff related to that. While for the spousal battery, it seems to specifically be provided for under Section 19 of the VAP Act. So as it states, a person battering his or her spouse is an offense punishable by 3 years imprisonment, 200,000 naira or both. A person attempting to batter is an offense punishable by 1 year imprisonment, 100,000 naira or both. Inciting, aiding, abetting, or counseling another person to batter his or her spouse is an offense punishable by 1 year imprisonment, 200,000 naira or both. Receiving or assisting another who, to his or her knowledge, batters his or her spouse is an offense punishable by 1 year imprisonment, 200,000 naira or both. Now, as you can see by what we've said, those of you that will be encouraging Baba Lanre to be beating his wife in the compound, you are not going to be left behind. Mm-hmm. So really be careful. Be careful with what you are encouraging and what you're putting yourself behind. Because not only them they will carry. They will carry you, Joino. And mm-hmm. we've said our own.
And I think people need to understand, whenever we say domestic violence, everybody's looking at it that it's just physical violence. It goes beyond that. Emotional violence. You're always insulting the person, trying to weaken the person, bring down the person. Almost someone just walking to the door. You're a fool. You're an animal. This on exactly. your wife or your husband. Or economic abuse, where you say, okay, you cannot work. Now, there's difference.
That, and that one is a very strong one.
So there's difference that I decide, oh, I want to be a housewife. I want to take care of the kids. Oh, I'm tired. I've done 9 to 5 for a while. I know I joke about it. Do you get? I've done 9 to 5 for a while. I want to like maybe start a business or work remotely. Than being in a situation where your spouse will literally tell you, quit your job. And I'm using the word spouse because I think it goes both ways. So women demand their husbands to stay at home because they're making more money. So they're like, oh, what are you going out there to make that I cannot make? And same way goes for the guys. So you're depending, you're demanding this person to depend on you. Not because you're going to provide for this person, but because you're trying to control this person.
Sure.
It's another form of domestic violence.
Yeah, because economic abuse even extends to, for example, right? Let's say you're the man of the home. I'm going to say that because, yes, the domestic violence works both ways, but I like to deal with statistics and facts.
Yeah.
And the thing is, naturally and biologically, men are, on average, the stronger sex physically, which obviously means that domestic violence is likely to be the man inflicting pain, violence in different ways on the woman. I'm not saying women do not abuse men. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying statistically, right? And based on biology, it is more likely that a man is going to beat a woman. So when we talk about economic abuse, we're even saying things like, you have access of all of her accounts.
Mm-hmm.
She can't even just take 1,000 naira and run because she cannot get hold of 1,000 naira. You haven't allowed her to exercise her right to be able to earn money. So basically, when people say stuff, hey, why don't you just run if he's beating you? When some women say to wear, this is what they mean. This man has controlled all of her finances. Yeah. She doesn't own the home. She doesn't know where her savings are. She doesn't know where to get access to money. So where will that person stand up with her kids and go to?
Mm-hmm.
So economic abuse can be as powerful and as controlling as physical abuse because it leaves the person with no options. Mm-hmm. It gives them no choice to even be able to exercise their freedoms.
Yeah.
So it actually is a very strong form of abuse. But a lot of times I see people really trivialize it and be like, eh, then women, you guys should make your own money. It's not about making your own money. It's about using money as a form of control, as mm-hmm. a form of oppression.
Yeah.
And if you guys can understand that the government is oppressing you, how can you not understand that sometimes a husband can oppress a wife? Like, is it selective reasoning?
Like, it's just like this case you mentioned, the Mrs. Sosinachi, the of blessed memory, that died. And then the news coming up, which I would still say allegedly,
of
because
course.
Nothing has been confirmed, nothing has been gone to court and stamped, okay, yes, this is exactly what happened. So everybody has been alleging that the husband had control over her bank accounts, had control over her monetization on YouTube.
Sure. All
that's
those
what
things.
The sister said recently. And literally, this woman cannot cough unless the husband authorizes her to cough. So probably all these homes where you want 1,000 naira, write a list of what I want.
Yeah, exactly. No, seriously. Like, I can't imagine. It sounds crazy to you because you can't imagine. But
I know it's possible.
It's not a way to live. And,
So Lola, God forbid.
God forbid times 20.
God forbid. But if you find yourself in such situations, what will you do?
Should I tell you why I find it hard to say this? Because I know that when you're in a situation, it's very different to live it and very different to comment on something that's happening to someone else. But all I can say is that the reason why I look for red flags early, as per if we're dating and you are shouting at me and I'm like, okay, I pack my bag, I go. Mm-hmm. Because this is what, only two things are going to happen. You're going to kill me, right?
Wow.
Because that's how I think, right? Or I'm going to kill you for trying to kill me. Then I'm now in prison. And Nigerian prisons are nothing to rave home about, yeah. Right? So I'm up now, either going to be in prison for killing you. And nobody will believe my story. They'll say that, oh, I killed you because of money, because that's how they like to, you know, demonize women.
Yeah.
Or you're going to kill me and then I'm no more. Mm-hmm. So that's how I play out situations in my head. It's I'm an overthinker. Force. So I'd rather just carry my bag. I say, it's not even, it's being real. Bye-bye. Because mm-hmm. it's not being real. It mm-hmm. has been tragic. Carry my bag and I will go. But I look for red flags. And the truth is, you can't really tell. Some men, yeah. I've heard some women and men, when they now enter the marriage, they change. So I'm not saying you can see everything beforehand, mm-hmm. but I look for little things. Like if you're out, does he shout at his driver, slap his driver on the head? I don't like violence in any form. If I see you beat your dog, I carry my bag, I've gone. I don't see why people are violent.
Yeah.
And that's why Nigeria is very hard for me to even just drive around in Nigeria, because there's always a fight on the road. There's always somebody bringing out Kuboko to lick somebody. There's always someone throwing a stone at downfall. There's so much violence. And because yeah. I don't think I really grew up in such a violent, you know,
situation, that
it really affects me. Like, yeah. I'm always like, why is everybody just standing around and not doing anything? There's one time, I can never forget this. I was driving my old red Kia Picanto, driving to law school, these times Lagos, right? And I was driving from Agungi on the Lekki Express towards VI.
Yeah.
And just to my left, I looked out and I saw one woman. She was carrying like a Ghana must go, like that kind of big bag. Yeah, and bag. I just saw the man who probably is her husband or partner dragging her back, beating her. She was trying to go forward, like leave him, dragging her back by her hair, slapping her. And I'm helpless because she's on like the other side of the road. Mm. I'm horning. I wind up my window. I'm like, stop it.
So what about people around
they
her?
Were just watching. And that's my point. To them, it's like, now family problem. Now marriage problem. And there were men around her, women around her. And I was like, that day, I couldn't even concentrate on the lectures because I kept thinking, what happened to that woman? Happened? Like, yeah. Is she okay? Because mm-hmm. I'm a real empathetic person. So I feel things. I don't know why God created me that way, but I really yeah. feel things like it's happening to me. And I remember it as an, I still sometimes just sit there like, God, I hope that woman is okay. Because she was trying to escape. But when someone is physically stronger than you,
yeah.
how much can you do? And when nobody's coming to your aid, that is the reality of what's happening in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of places across the world, I'm yeah. not going to pretend like developed countries are any better. Trust me, mm-hmm. there's a lot of abuse. Women are getting killed, domestic violence in even the nicest of countries. It's a problem because until we see women in the same light we see men,
yeah.
right, it's going to be a problem, mm-hmm. right? Even if you go to the most developed country, they still feel like women are a bit inferior. If a woman doctor comes in, they're like, can she really do the job? They don't really want a woman president. There's a lot of things that they really feel like women are inferior.
Yeah,
until we change that, mm-hmm. ain't nothing going to change.
There's some things I can't deal with. Like, I don't think any woman should be in a position or anybody should be in a position where they feel they cannot walk away from whoever they are with. And for me, maybe I can deal with certain things, but I see any form of violence,
yes,
any form
of
domestic violence, or more, even if it's the first time you're slapping me, anything, I'm packing my things and I'm leaving. I know one particular situation. So apparently the news or gist we heard was that, oh, the boyfriend has always been beating her before marriage, but she was like, he will change. And then they entered marriage and she was pregnant and he beat her and like kicked her out of the house. So he had to take her up to the point where she feared that she would lose her child for her to walk away. I cannot even wait for that time. Even if it's plates, maybe I'm holding plates.
Yes, and you throw yes. the plate at the wall.
I'm going back.
It's scary.
I'm leaving. It's not, this is not do or die.
No, it's scary.
At all. It's not possible. So, me, I believe that anybody that finds themselves in this situation should, like I said earlier, divorce is like the likely and advisable outcome. So I'm going to throw this question to you because I know you're a litigation lawyer in the making.
So when you say that, I don't really understand.
You want to go to court.
Yeah, but have I been into the court yet?
I say in the making.
Since attachment, I've not entered court.
In the making, this is practice. Tell us how you're going to do it. So if anyone is interested in getting divorced now for this reason or any other reason, what's the process like?
So disclaimer, I'm not a family lawyer. I'm not a divorce lawyer.
Yeah.
So this is just going to be generically what I just think, what the law says. And, you know, if you need to really seek real, real specifics, please, you know, talk to an actual
lawyer
that, you know, is an expert in that area of law. So you'd institute an action through a lawyer at a high court of any state that you want, right? And this is instituted by filing a petition. Now, such a petition will be served on the husband or wife to be divorced, and such spouse has up to 28 days to respond to it. The court may go ahead to give judgment and dissolve the marriage where the party served the divorce petition and hearing notices failed to respond by filing an answer to the petition. That's how it should work.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of some nightmare situations where people have tried to divorce their spouse and the court's like, I beg, go and sort out your family problems. So it's a problem because you can't bring your culture, your moral beliefs, your religion to the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not here to judge anyone.
There are different grounds for divorce, but I don't think domestic violence should even be questioned.
It's a criminal offense. What are we talking about here?
It shouldn't be questioned at all. Like, first and first, have you arrested, restraining
exactly.
order, then take you to court and
exactly.
divorce your ass. Sorry. So gone are days where you have to, like, die in silence. Enough has been said for now, so we'll just go through some questions. Except if Lola has more heart-to-heart to pour out to you guys, because sincerely, this is a very sensitive
It's an annoying topic to have to speak about. No, seriously, because... How are we still here talking about the same, just don't beat me and let me live? Like, I don't understand how I can be having that kind of conversation in 2022.
So the issue is that some people blame this on upbringing. Now, I've been in a situation where I think when I was in university, during my undergraduate years, second year or so, and I had this student, definitely a law student, saying, oh, she just said it passively, like, it's a normal thing, and someone like me, I just gave everybody glasses and I walked away. She was like, if her boyfriend doesn't shout on her or beat her, that means he doesn't love her. And I'm like, what?
No, bullshit. Sorry.
But that's because of the home that
I
she
don't
grew
understand.
Up in. She saw her mom or her dad getting this type
Fair
of
enough.
Treatment
okay.
and
Fair
then
enough.
Still loving on their partner.
Fair
they
enough.
Felt like, okay, this is what love is supposed to
I'm
be.
I'm not
like.
Going to dismiss her real life experiences.
Yeah.
But if society was what it should be, even if you were taught that nonsense, yeah, and I'm going to say it's nonsense, say what you want in your home. When you come into the real world, you should see what life should be like and you will correct the nonsense that was installed in you when you're younger. Now, the problem is you come into society, you probably even see worse being accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So your upbringing is reinforced by the nonsense that society says.
Imagine if that kind of person that ends up with a partner that beats her and the next day spoils her with exotic gifts and luxuries.
Okay, what has
that
got to do
love.
With your life?
Not what I mean. She will see it as love. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Even if possible, introduce her to one important person in his life at each point he or she beats.
Okay, so what happened to just giving me gifts because you love me? I don't really understand the... I don't know. I didn't really grow up with the notion of suffer, then you get rewarded. It's like, you like me, buy me gifts. Like, you don't have to beat me to then compensate with a gift. Just be buying me gifts. Well, I don't get the logic. If that woman likes gifts, no, Mandy, if she likes gifts, cuckoo, go and find a rich man that will be buying you gifts without the beating. What has beating got to do with the gifts?
She's already believing that beating is part of love, and then when you add the gift to it, that's the highest form of love that you can give. Please, let's move on to our questions. So we have basically two questions that we gathered upfront from our social media platforms, and one of them is, how can police get involved in any domestic violence situation? And two is it expensive to get a divorce lawyer in Nigeria?
You take the first, I take the second.
Okay. So about getting how can police get involved? I think first and first, which is like one of very difficult things for people in such situations to do, is to report. Like literally, the moment they beat you, if not anything, the wounds on your body is the biggest evidence anybody can see. You don't even need to have to record or do anything, just report. But I've noticed that in these situations, like this lady's situation we mentioned, most of them don't want to report. Most of them want to protect their home. But as a neighbor, you can actually report. Now, particularly Lagos State laws for this, that's Lagos State Prevention, Protection Against Violence Act. Sorry, I hope I got it. Provided, I don't know the particular section, but it provided that a police officer can enter without warrants and arrest anybody on suspicions of domestic violence or any form of violence. So as a neighbor self,
if you hear that bus every day,
no, I'm not telling you to enter the home and say, mommy, mama chinyere stop or papa chinyere stop. Just call the chinyere police.
Sorry to all the chinyeres and the landry I mentioned before as well. No vex, guys.
Just call the police. Get the police involved. Like, because as Lola mentioned earlier, it's a criminal offense. So it's not like, oh, how do I get this?
It's a crime against the state.
It's a crime. Just go ahead.
It's not a civil wrong as in, oh, you're offended or you want damage. This is whatever that man is doing to the mm-hmm. wife. It is a crime against the state.
I could even be doing it to the kids as well. So, and I think there's a hotline. I'm not sure what it is. You can check it up. If we see it, we can tag it to the episode one finally posted, but there's hotline for Lagos people to call and to report these cases if you want to.
And also there's NGOs, there's charities out there, guys, that their work, like, they are dedicated to helping victims of domestic abuse. Those, they sometimes help with shelter, mm-hmm. with even some economic refuge by giving you a bit of money to be able to leave that situation. So if you know you're like caught between a rock and a hard place, right? Maybe you don't have the finances, you don't have the information. There's NGOs, they have Twitter handles, Instagram, just Google even.
Just
and
find it.
They would happily mm-hmm. like take up your matter seriously.
I knew this NGO in Ingo, I really forgot the name, but it was like one of our lecturers, and they go as far as taking you out of
the situation, yes.
Providing accommodation for yes, you and your family.
That's my point, yeah.
And seeing you through to that man is persecuted and help you start up a new life.
As in, this is what they do.
So
this
NGOs
is their
like
job.
That. Don't even need to be scared, oh, how can I survive without him? You can survive without him or her.
Please, guys, because surviving is better than dying in that place. Nobody actually feels like their partner's going to beat them to death. But statistically, guys, mm-hmm. it happens more than it should. And guess what? That person, if they're not prosecuted and they're not in jail, they will marry another person.
That's what I'm saying. So worst case scenario, think about it. You're trying to protect your kids, but if you die, the other person will marry.
And then they might even maltreat your kids.
Maltreat your kids.
No, seriously. I know there's a lot of emotional brainwashing that happens as well with the physical abuse.
Yeah.
But really, like, you have to just find that strength
that.
Somewhere. It might be the littlest thing that you hold on to, but mm-hmm. find that strength somewhere. Say, nope, I'm not taking this. I'm going to leave this and want better for. Even if you don't have any kids, you're still somebody's child now. Fight for your own family.
And leave.
Hey,
God. If you're like Christians that say no divorce, almost separate, travel somewhere else, start a new life, move on without the person.
The way that this thing does my body here, talking about it, because the violence against people is just, why?
I don't get it. It will never make sense to me. It will never, never.
I pray it never makes sense to me, because if it does, it means I may be accepting of such, and I don't ever want to be accepting of such.
Amen.
So yes, is it expensive to get a divorce lawyer in Nigeria, rather? Expensive is relative. The way I see it, getting any lawyer is relative. I think the truth is you do the one that you can afford, right? And again, it depends also again for the grounds of divorce. If it's a very easy ground for divorce, straightforward, it's likely will not be as expensive as one that needs to be proven left, right, or center. You need to get a lawyer that's an expert to be able to find a way for you to get out of that marriage, right? Mm-hmm. But like we've said, if it's something to do with abuse, that is a criminal offense, this is a huge ground for divorce, mm-hmm. right? And it can be inexpensive. It can be expensive with any area of law. There are tops, there are bottoms. But last, if you just go for the end game, which is to get the divorce and get out of it, I'm sure any money spent will be money well spent. You can add to that if you have anything.
No, well said. I don't have anything to add to that. Okay. Well said. So in case you have any topic or questions you have for us, or topics, like I said, that you want us to discuss on the show, you can just visit any of our social media platforms and drop a comment, drop the topics, drop your questions. And on IG, we had Legal Avenue Podcast, while on Twitter, we had Legal Avenue_Pod. So you can also shoot us an email at legalavenuepodcast@gmail.com. So this could be a recommendation as to our guests you want in the studio. This could be a suggestion as to topics
or if you want to be a guest.
Or if you want to be, yeah, exactly like you said. Or just tell us, good job. keep it up.
No, or send us like money.
We also accepted that, like, from any part crypto, of Nigeria.
Crypto, Bitcoin.
Our wallets already.
Bitcoin.
We're almost coming to the end of this episode, but we can't leave without our legal takeaway of the day. So over to you, Lola.
So the legal takeaway of the day is that economic abuse or forced financial dependence is an offence punishable under Section 12 of Violence Against Person Prohibition Act by 2 years imprisonment, 500,000 naira or both.
Nothing discussed here constitutes legal advice. It's strictly for educational purposes and entertainment. Our views are our own, so please always consult a legal practitioner for legal guidance and pay your lawyers because
we deserve it.
Yeah. Lola, have said enough. Side us out.
Well, guys, as you know, on this podcast, we can't end an episode without appreciating the people that we do this for, our lovely listeners, our fans, our family now. And thank you for guys for sharing our content and for pushing us, encouraging us. And specifically, we want to shout out to 3 Instagram handles that we've seen that are really active on our page. So that's @Moti_O, @_Omotolu_, and @Olafitemi. Yes, those 3 people have really gone above and beyond with engaging with us. And if you guys want to get a shout out, you know what to do. Engage.
We love you all so much.
And guys, this was a serious topic today, guys. Yeah. And I know we always have our banter on our jokes, but really, we want all of us to not die prematurely, especially at the hands of another person. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself in a situation where you're being abused, either man or woman, either by your spouse, family member, please, please seek help. Like, seek help. I don't know how else to say this, but seek help. It's not a joke. If someone slaps you once, they're going to slap you again. Please do not wait for the second slap. Borrow yourself some strength and courage and leave. Find some form of shelter. Find some support, guys. I know it's not easy, but please do it. For the sake of yourself, please do
and
it.
And your future. Well, guys, sadly, we have to leave. But till next time, keep sharing the love. Keep sharing and keep engaging with our content. We love you all. See you next time, signing out. And please, say no to violence. Thank you.
But we'll beat you. If you beat somebody, me and Mandy will come and flog you. If we find you, if you beat any of our listeners, Mandy will come with Koboko and flog you.
I like how she just said Mandy will flog you. She's not talking about herself. It's me that is a violent woman being. I should go and flog you. Well, I leave me.